It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
TK, who gets it?
Knowing those two, I bet you they cut the puck in half. To be honest, like
that would be awesome.
Like it's like how can you compare one from the other? You know what I mean? Like usually you have 1,600 points, like you probably have 500 goals, you know, or vice versa. But yeah, knowing those two, I can see it, them cutting the puck in half and having a pitcher and making a thing. Both guys are such great guys. I don't think they would, you know, give it to one or the other.
I think Crosby, if anything, would give it to Malkin because we know he lets Malkin skate out last, and Gino loves that part about being the last guy out of the tunnel. If it was 2,000 points, I'd tell Crosby to take it, but I think it would be Malkin for me. TK,
yeah,
let me ask you something.
Gino has too much respect for him. Gino
That's
has
true.
Too much respect, you know, especially now. You know, I think Gino has, you know, again, a guy that he's, you know, looked up to, been with for so long, like maybe at the beginning, but now with, like, the bond they've had over, you know, 19 seasons. Like, that's pretty crazy, you know, so.
Let me ask you this. What do you like the most? This is four games in, and it seems clear. The Penguins, if they score six goals, they win. If they don't score six goals, then it's trouble for them. What is one thing you've liked a lot so far through four games with a 2-2 start? One thing that you have really not liked from them so far through this first four games?
The one thing I've really, really liked, and it was kind of a surprise for me, was their bottom six production. You know, they have guys that are scoring in the fourth line. Third line is playing great. They have a great rhythm on the third line. I think Kevin Hayes got two goals in four games as a fourth line guy. Like, talk about, like, filling a need from last year. So that was a big, nice surprise that Kyle Dubas filled in the offseason. One that I'm still, you know, not sure about is the goaltending situation, especially with, like, Ned coming back. Like, what are they going to do? Has Blomqvist, like, showed enough to, like, take a spot from one of those guys? I don't know, but that's the one thing that, like, you know, going forward, that it's like, no, we need to secure who our goalie is or who our two goalies are this year.
Tyler, with Malkin and Sid in position to get these milestone goals and points tonight, I'm going to give you an activity, and you tell me if you were picking a teammate, whether you want Gino or Sid. Bowling.
Okay.
Yes, who would you pick for bowling?
Yeah, you're going to the lanes for a couple beers and in a couple frames.
Do you want Malkin or do you want Sid on your team?
Ooh, that depends what year, because Sid, Gino's always been a beauty. Like, he's always been, like, Gino is, like, what you see is what you get, and he is, like, awesome to be around. And I feel like at the beginning when Sid was younger, there was just so many eyes on him, so much pressure that he couldn't really let loose, you know. But I know, like, being out with Sid, like, a little bit later in his career, this guy knows how to let loose a little bit and have fun and stuff. But overall, I'd probably say Gino, because Gino is Gino.
All right, who would give you a better chance to take some skins off people on the golf course, Sid or Gino?
Sid.
How about a game of cards? Who do you want as your partner, Sid or Gino?
Gino.
How about a game of darts?
Sid.
Pool.
Gino.
2-on-2 basketball.
Sid.
Oh.
Who was the guy? Who was the dude on some of those Penguins teams throwing down wild dunks? Bortuzzo was just a ridiculous ball
player. He's a really tall guy. He's like 6'6".
6'5".
6'5", 6'6".
Big dude.
Yeah.
Even Phil Kessel, I heard, was like unreal at basketball. Like he can dunk at like 5'10".
No, yeah. Get out of here, dude. You're messing with us.
I'm telling you.
Tony, how much money would you pay for an authentic video of Phil Kessel dunking a basketball in a 10-foot hoop?
I'd pay probably $50 for it.
That's what makes him like a freak. Like we all talk about Sid being a freak and Malkin. I heard like with Phil Kessel, with like his body and what he does, it's like a miracle. And they just said like at the back of UPMC at Lemieux Center, they have a basketball net, and like he smokes anyone. He'll beat anyone one on one.
While literally probably smoking a cigarette, knowing him.
Yeah, having a Diet Coke, a little dog on the side.
Did people ever look at him and say, if only you got yourself into like peak physical condition, think of what you could have been? Or did people almost feel like this is the only way he was ever going to be what he became? Like, you got to let Phil do Phil and just not get in the way.
That's what I think. I think whatever he's eating, it's greasing his muscles or whatever, his bones, his hips, whatever. But again, I don't know. He's so different, you know, and I remember, this is a hilarious story. I went and helped Jay Caulfield run a tune-up skate before, like, the training camp. So all the guys are in running skates, and me and Jay are running, like, you know, just a regular hard skate for them, you know. And, like, everyone's trying so hard. Phil comes out, and he is just, like, throwing pucks around, helmet undone, not paying attention, just doing it every once. And then when the drill start, he was like the best guy on the ice. And we're like, this guy, he's so different. You know what I mean? Like Sid and Gino and all those guys are going so hard, paying attention. And literally you look down the ice and Phil Kessel's like playing like one-on-one with the goalie and be like, all right, what are we doing? You know? And then he's like the best guy. It's crazy.
Penguins and Sabres tonight, 7 o'clock TNT. So that means TK is the night off from Pittsburgh Sportsnet. And at 2-2, no clarity yet on who's going to win the bet between us. $1,000 bet on the Penguins to make the playoffs. Tyler, we'll talk again next week. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, boys. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.